Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Virtual coaching for teachers to get another look. Virtual instructional coaching will be reconsidered during the Ector County ISD Board of Trustees meeting set for 6 p.m. today, February 21st, in the first floor boardroom of the Administration Building, 802 North Sam Houston Avenue. Edifying Teachers is a teacher-founded company dedicated to creating supportive spaces for educators through one-on-one virtual coaching provided by a diverse, highly qualified, and nationally recognized teacher network, Supplemental Agenda Material said. Discussion of the virtual instructional coaching item caused some confusion among Ector County ISD board members at the January meeting, resulting in the item being pulled until February. Cost, the fact that the coaches would not be coming to campuses in person, the hour a week time spent with teachers virtually, and being able to get out of the contract were concerns expressed by trustees. The money would come from Federal Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief, ESSER funds. Supplemental agenda material for the January meeting indicated it would be a $400,000 each year for 2 years, but the district allocated $400,000 for 2 years for virtual coaching. The spring pilot would total $30,000. Edifying Teachers will integrate the use of ECISD's curriculum and instruction framework, as well as the coaching resources that our district uses to provide an aligned coaching experience. Teachers will have at least 2 virtual coaching sessions a month and 1 in-person touch point a month with their coach. Spring 2023 will be a pilot of up to 20 teachers. ECISD will select teachers who are not currently receiving instructional coaching, so coaching efforts will not be duplicated, the material said. Partnering with Edifying Teachers would allow ECISD to tap into coaches across the state when there is a shortage of teachers and coaches locally. Campuses needing targeted support will be given priority. Talent development staff will work directly with the leadership department and campus principals to select teachers from their campus who require additional support, the material detailed. An update will be provided to inform the board of the outcome of the spring pilot. The board will also get its quarterly update on the district's strategic plan, The Future Is Now. Topics for today are systemize, blending learning, and data interoperability. Under special presentations, the Executive Director of District Operations, Brandon Reyes, will receive the Texas Association of School Business Officers RISE Award. The award spotlights those who are on the rise in the school business community. Introduction to Texas Music Educators Association, All-State Musicians, and the announcement of All-State Athletes from fall semester are also on tap. Additionally, 2023-2024 contract renewals for administrators pay grade 6 through 11 will be discussed in executive session, and the board will come out and vote afterward. OC Board to discuss buying trucks. Purchasing trucks with the Permian Strategic Partnership Grant for Odessa College's truck driving program is one of the items on the trustees' work session agenda Wednesday. The meeting of the OC Board of Trustees is scheduled for noon Wednesday in room 119 of the Wood Math and Science Building, 201 West University Boulevard. The announcement of PSP's $3.5 million donation was made in January. Vice President of Advancement Jackie Gore said at the announcement that the $3.5 million will include two more instructors, five 2024 Peterbilt trucks, three belly dump trucks, two flatbed trailers, five modified seat installments, an extra section to make the cab a classroom so that students have a place to sit and learn in the truck cab, and truck driving scholarships totaling $2 million. Other items on the agenda are consider purchase of simulation medication dispensing system, purchase of property at 201 Cummings Avenue, Finance Committee approval of fees for fall 2023-24, Texas Commission on Community College Finance recommendations, monthly financial statements and budget amendments, quarterly investment report. Permian Basin Calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Have an event? Email oalife@oaoa.com. Oil and Gas Job Fair. Rig Zone Oil and Gas Job Fairs has scheduled an oil and gas job fair from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. February 22nd at the Midland County Horseshoe Arena, 2514 Arena Trail, Midland. Positions vary in level of experience, skill set, and sector. This is a free event, but registration is required. Visit tinyurl.com/yc3jh3z5. The Ector County Library Children's Department, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled a story time and basement craft activity event at 10 a.m. February 22nd. Create your own cat craft. Visit tinyurl.com/yj3p5vzj. Station of Ashes. Faith Fellowship Church, 1603 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled a Lenten service, Station of Ashes, from noon to 1 p.m. February 22nd. Lenten services and lunch will continue from noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, March 1st through 29th. For more information, call 432-362-2549. Bilingual Story Time. The Ector County Library Children's Department, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled a bilingual story time at 10 a.m. February 23rd. The theme will be outer space. Visit tinyurl.com/2p89s54a. Tate's Place Western Night. Tate's Place has scheduled a Western Night benefit event from 5:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. February 23rd at Howard County Fairgrounds, 2900 Old State Highway 80, Big Spring. There will be live music by Coffee Anderson, silent and live auctions, dinner, and more. Tickets start at $100. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/MW44K4X9. For more information, please email our marketing and event coordinator, Savannah Woodward at swoodward@odessa-tx.gov, or call her at 432-335-4682. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled the Bones of Texas exhibition and visit with the artist at 6 p.m. February 23rd. Photographs in this exhibition will be accompanied by placards that weave stories of personal emotion and forgotten presence in and around the remaining architecture. Visit tinyurl.com/bdfvt5yy. Worship Concert. Second Baptist Church, 711 East 17th Street, has scheduled a worship concert featuring the Singing Men of West Texas from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. February 23rd. Visit tinyurl.com/4hvana99. The PPOA, Professional Police Officers Association of Midland, has scheduled Unstoppable Belly Laughs Tour featuring Michelle Ryder and Tana Lee Davis, February 23rd, at the MCM Elegante Ballroom, 5200 East University Boulevard. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show begins at 8 p.m. Tickets or information are available at ppoa.com via ticketleap.com or shellybellycomedy.com. Odessa College Wellness Fair. Odessa College 201 West University Boulevard has scheduled a wellness fair from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. February 24th. There will be door prizes and a multitude of vendors. Admission is free. Visit tinyurl.com/4y66nzce. Basin Theater Works has scheduled Greater Tuna at 7 p.m. February 24th and 25th and March 3rd and 4th, and at 2 p.m. February 26th and March 5th at Permian Playhouse, 310 West 42nd Street. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/dvpz39wk. Live Like Riley Ladies Night Out. Lauren James Clothing Company has scheduled a Ladies Night Out February 24th at Crossroads, Odessa, 6901 East Highway 191. Shopping and hors d'oeuvres begin at 5:30 p.m. Worship begins at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $30. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/yc3d5yz6. La Hacienda Event Center, 12600 Highway 191, Midland, has scheduled Grupo Liberacion and Grupo Brindis at 8 p.m. February 24th. Tickets start at $40. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/4jjyzyse. Artist Reception, the McCormick Gallery at Midland College, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland, has scheduled an exhibition of paintings by Nancy Bernard from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday through February 27th. Admission is free. Visit midland.edu. Paranormal Cirque. Cirque Italia has scheduled the Paranormal Cirque February 23rd through March 5th at the Midland Park Mall, 4511 North Midkiff Road, Midland. Tickets start at $10. Visit tinyurl.com/msyc9z27 or go to tinyurl.com/3tn9c56f to purchase tickets. Volunteers needed. Medical Center Hospital is in need of volunteers for its volunteer services. Applications may be found online. To apply or for more information, call 432-640-2249, email jjones1@echd.org, or visit tinyurl.com/yfjjmyhc. Odessa Regional Medical Center is in need of auxiliary volunteers. The auxiliary is open to men and women of all ages. For online registration form, visit odessaregionalmedicalcenter.org/volunteers. For more information, call 432-582-8090 or email rebecca.morales@stewart.org. Meals on Wheels are in need of volunteers. Volunteer opportunities, drivers, kitchen staff, and Mudbug fundraising. To sign up or for more information, call 432-333-6451. Email volunteer@mowodessa.com or visit mowodessa.com. The West Texas Food Bank is in need of volunteers. Volunteer activities include assembling pantry boxes, assembling senior boxes, assembling food to kids backpacks, sorting and processing donated items, sorting and processing produce, distributing food in our drive-through pantry, distributing food in a mobile outreach, and helping the garden team in the XTO Energy Innovative Gardens. For more information or registering a group, email volunteer coordinator Cinda Garcia at cgarcia@wtxfoodbank.org. To register, visit tinyurl.com/mukxdvyf. Episcopal 101. The Episcopal Church of the Holy Trinity, 1412 West Illinois Avenue, Midland, has scheduled an Episcopal 101 class from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sundays from February 26th through April 2nd. Breakfast will be served. This class is open to all, including non-members. Visit tinyurl.com/kdp5yt9m. Rock of Ages Auditions. The Midland Community Theater, 2000 West Wadley Avenue, Midland, has scheduled auditions for Rock of Ages at 6:30 p.m. February 26th and February 27th. All prospective cast members will be asked to do a cold reading from their script, sing an excerpt from the show, and learn and perform a short piece of choreography. Call 432-570-4111 or visit tinyurl.com/2p94dckn or mctmidland.org. Shrimp Fest 2023. The Ellen Noel Art Museum has scheduled the annual Shrimp Fest at 7 p.m. February 27th at the Ector County Coliseum Barn G, 4201 Andrews Highway. There will be all-you-can-eat shrimp and an auction. General admission is $50 and includes one drink ticket. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/bdfyk698. United Way of Odessa Annual Meeting. United Way of Odessa has scheduled an annual meeting from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. February 28th at the MCM Grande Fundome Hotel, 6201 I-20 Business Loop East. The United Way Board of Directors has scheduled outcomes from the 2022 campaign, including partner agency allocations, venture grant funding, and campaign successes. Seating is open to the public. Tickets are $50 per person or $370 for a table of eight. For more information or to reserve a seat, call the United Way of Odessa office at 432-332-0941 or email krobles@unitedwayodessa.org. STEM Academy Spirit Night. The STEM Academy has scheduled a Spirit Night from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. February 28th at Texas Roadhouse, 4221 Grandview Avenue. Show the digital flyer and 10% of the proceeds from your meal will benefit the school. For more information or for the flyer, visit tinyurl.com/3wu8t6nk. Foster Adopt Q&A. The Attic Foster Network has scheduled a Foster Adopt Q&A event from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. February 28th at Mid-City Church, 8700 Highway 191 Midland. Visit tinyurl.com/6u7svd9. Cheap Trick. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, has scheduled Cheap Trick February 28th. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and the event will start at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $59.95. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/3mxjzh5e. Linton Service, Faith Fellowship Church, 6003 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled a Linton service and lunch from noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, March 1st through 29th. For more information, call 432-362-2549. Sewell Leadership Event. The Sewell Family of Companies has scheduled a Sewell Leadership Event from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. March 2nd. The event connects more than 1,800 of the Permian Basin's top business owners, professionals, students, individuals, as they hear from some of the most prominent minds in leadership. Tickets start at $54. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit sewellleadershipevent.com. Rock and Rodeo 4400 North Big Spring Street has scheduled Bart Crow to perform March 2nd. Doors open at 8 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/B6TJRZSJ. State of the District Set. Ector County ISD has scheduled the State of the District March 2nd at the Odessa High School Performing Arts Center, 1301 North Dotsie. A reception starts at 6:30 p.m. and the program begins at 7 p.m. For questions about the event, call the ECISD Communications Department at 432-456-9019. Bingo and Bubbly Ladies Luncheon. Harmony Home Children's Advocacy Center has scheduled a Bingo and Bubbly Ladies Luncheon at 11 a.m. March 3rd at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. There will be champagne reception, silent auction, lunch, and bingo to help put an end to child abuse in the Permian Basin. Tickets start at $200. Scholarships are available. To sponsor for tickets or more information, visit tinyurl.com/mtdwjc6k. Odessa Tattoo Expo. Ink Masters Tattoo Show has scheduled the 9th annual Odessa Tattoo Expo from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. March 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. March 4th, and from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. March 5th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Any day pass will be $25 or purchase a 3-day weekend pass for $40. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/3HXM5XZ9. Midland Art Crawl. Midland AF and Eccentric Brewing Company has scheduled the quarterly Midland Art Crawl from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. March 4th at various Midland locations. Every stop will have unique art to view along with complimentary food and drinks. For more information or to register, visit tinyurl.com/2ZSRV3JX. Higher frequency of migraine headaches calls for meds. Dear Dr. Roach, I am an 82-year-old woman in good health. Last May, I began having migraine headaches, preceded by an aura 2 to 3 times a week. They're not as severe as they were when I was younger, but I hadn't been having more than 1 or 2 a year since I was in my 40s. I had a scan of my brain in August, but it was normal. I can't tolerate anti-inflammatory drugs as they upset my stomach. Any suggestion as to whether I should be concerned and or what to do about the headaches? JR. Answer: new headaches in older people should raise the concern of different types of headaches from migraine, especially temporal arteritis. However, the presence of an aura and the fact that you have had these before makes migraine the most likely cause for you. In people who are having more than 10 headaches a month, I usually recommend medication to prevent headaches. In addition to medication to stop the headache from happening, medications like sumatriptan are among the most effective for acute treatment. While there are many options for preventative therapy, including over-the-counter options such as magnesium or the vitamin B2 riboflavin. Given your age and the frequency of these headaches, getting a scan is wise, and I recommend you see your regular doctor or a neurologist who specializes in headaches for further treatment.
This is the Dear Abby column. Betrayal shatters marriage at beginning of retirement plus. Dear Abby, I'm in mourning for my husband. He's still alive, but he up and left 6 months ago and sent me a text saying he's done. He is living with another woman, I didn't see it coming. We were planning our retirement move up to our cabin. One weekend, he kicked me out of the cabin, and 3 hours later had her join him there. I feel so lost. At this point, I don't want him back because I feel he has committed the ultimate betrayal. I have started counseling because I'm so confused, grieving, and upset. My counselor seems to think he is leaving the door open to one day return. He still comes once a month to pay the bills. However, when he doesn't want me there. He texts to make sure I will be gone for a few hours. So I leave. I miss him, but I can't get beyond the pain and betrayal. He has lost a ton of weight and looks terrible. He has aged so much. He's 66, clinically depressed, and an alcoholic. He's also a narcissist. He would never admit he did something wrong. It was always my fault. I never knew what I would be facing after work. I'm still in the house and slowly packing up his clutter that I was never allowed to touch. He is a hoarder. I'm lonely, but I'm enjoying my peace. We don't communicate at all. My question is, do you think he's going to come walking back in like nothing happened? Signed, Abandoned in Minnesota. Dear Abandoned, I hope not. And if he did show up, why on earth would you want him back? Frankly, I am surprised that your therapist would suggest you would open the door to him. You are free. Consult an attorney, clear out the physical and emotional debris in your life, and enjoy it. Dear Abby, my fiancé and I are preparing to move south because we're tired of cold weather. The biggest issue is my cat, Buster. He isn't a kitten anymore. He is 9. Buster's in good health, but we are being advised not to take him from the apartment we share with my dad due to Buster's age. My father is a mediocre caretaker at best. Half the time he doesn't clean the litter box or even take out the garbage. I'm convinced Buster would end up being neglected. I have been accused of planning to steal him. Yesterday, I found out Dad tested positive for COVID and didn't tell anyone until we were in the apartment, too. He put us all at risk. This kind of carelessness scares me about leaving Buster with him. Should I take him with us or heed the advice about not stressing an older pet and leave him with my dad? I will be heartbroken if I can't take him. Signed, Sad, Stressed Cat Mom. Dear Sad, if the advice about stressing an older cat came from a veterinarian, it merits consideration. If it didn't, then have no qualms about taking Buster with you when you make the move. It would be better to do that than to leave him in an environment where you would worry that he's being neglected. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.